Thank you, Judge Lurie. With respect to jurisdiction, Mr. Hansen said we threatened to sue them in our brief. I don't think you'll find that in our brief. On the question of redressability, Mr. Hansen says, oh, they haven't identified which claims would be infringed. I don't think they can put us to that test at this point any more than they can force us to either give them a covenant not to sue or sue them at this point. You know, Prasco and Innovative Therapies say you don't get to put the patentee to that choice to create declaratory judgment jurisdiction. It's their burden to prove jurisdiction, and they don't have a redressable claim here. They say they need probes and primers, and in fact, to Judge Bryson and Judge Moore, to your point about this not having been ventilated before in the district court, they're the ones who raised this in their red brief, indirectly, mind you, because they kept telling the court, oh, this is just a modest challenge, there are only a few claims, and then they go on to talk about how important probes and primers are. Well, we've got probes and primer claims. Do we have to say right now we're going to sue them for infringement? Absolutely not. The law doesn't require that. You asked about Dr. Oster. If you look very carefully at Dr. Oster's declaration, you will see that in 1998, when he received the letter from Myriad, all he was doing was sending samples to Dr. Kazazian, the one who today says, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not. So whatever dispute he's got with Myriad now isn't based on that, because Kazazian is very dubious about whether he's going to do this. He'd like to do it. Judge
Dr.
Moore,
is not dubious about it. He says flat out he will.
No, he says he will. He says he'll do it himself, which is entirely different conduct than he was engaging in 1998. So I'm not sure where that gets him. But let me turn to the composition claims. General Katyal has proposed the magic microscope test. I hope that his magic...
It's got a kitschy phrase.
Huh? It is a catchy phrase, and I really hope
kitschy,
his magic...
Kitschy.
Oh, it's kitschy, too, yes. But I found it catchy. I found it catchy because I hope that his magic microscope is an invention. Because his invention that allows you to see into somebody's DNA, that's what our isolated DNA does. Those DNAs are an invention because humans extracted them from the body, isolated them, purified them, broke the bonds, made loose ends, separated it substantially from all of the other materials around it, and made them useful.
You say isolated and purified, but all you did was cut off the other stuff.
You say all we did. There's a lot more to that. We first of all had to find it.
I don't doubt that it was really hard, and I'll never understand it. I don't doubt that.
Nor me.
But the bottom line is you just extracted something.
Well, you say we just extracted it, and that's like the government saying that mere purification. The word mere in this case drives me batty, in part because it's not a usable standard. It's no
does
better than markedly different.
Does the sequence exist identically in nature?
Does the sequence of cells, the sequence of letters? Yes. Does the sequence of that is symbolized by the letters? Excuse me. Yes. Is genomic DNA in the body useful for all of these uses? Absolutely not. The same thing with the baseball bat. It's inside the tree. It
what
has the same hardness.
For all of these uses, what uses are you talking about?
We're talking about probes. We're talking about primers. Well, we're talking about sequencing.
The government's position is that those probes and primers, because of the very different functionality, and because you've peeled off stuff so that when you look through their magic microscope, it's not there, are patentable subject matter. So, but they're, as I understand their position, it's that claim one is not, because it's broader. It's to the DNA.
It's to the isolated DNA,
right.
just the segment of the BRCA1 gene. And the fact is that became new and useful when it was extracted. And if you want to say just or merely done, well, those are adverbs I can't argue with.
But just so I know, the isolated DNA in claim one, that's not a probe or a primer. The probe and primer claims are other claims.
But it includes probes and primers, and those things.
No.
Okay, but it can be used. It can be used for that function, but it can be used for other functions also. It can be used as a template for PCR, and you can find that in the 282 patent at lines at columns 51 and 52. It can be used as a template for sequencing other genes or other BRCA1 genes. That's it, again, just using the 282 patent as the example. That's at A595, column 15. General Keitel also brought up the JEM case, because I think the JEM case, the utility guidelines, and 25 plus years of practice really are the easiest way to answer this question. You don't have to engage in the line drawing that the Solicitor General asks you to do. You don't have to engage in this markedly different standard, which, as we pointed out, is no standard for future cases, because one judge's markedly could be another judge's markedly. All you have to do is say Section 101 has been consistently understood by Congress and the relevant agency with expertise, in the language of the JEM case, as encompassing isolated DNA molecules. And the PTO and the entire biotechnology industry has been moored on the notion that isolation is enough to show the human invention that's required by the claims.
What's your assessment
of the lithium example, that being that a particular element, for simplicity's sake, appears in the natural state only when covalently bonded to something else? Does the person who breaks those covalent bonds in the laboratory and produces pure lithium? We'll just use this as an example so we don't get tied up in a dispute about whether this in fact is true of lithium. But if that were the case, that the natural substance is covalently bonded and only found with covalent bonds, but the laboratory work breaks those bonds and produces pure lithium, does that become an invention by virtue of its isolation, whether you call it isolation or purification?
Well, I think the answer is yes. And I think the answer is yes because it probably has new utilities that were not present when it was there in nature. I know that lithium is used generally as a drug. I was an English major. I can't tell you much beyond that. One last point, Judge Lurie. There's been a lot of back and forth about the entire genome in this case. The definition of isolated, which appears in column 19 of most of the patents, I believe, answers this question. It's not the entire sequenced genome. Unless the court has further questions, I thank you for your time.
Thank you for a case well argued on both sides. It'll be taken under submission.
Thank you.
All right.